This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today, my gorgeous and fabulous, and you probably already know her, host is Tenny Panosian. She is the founder of Monday Born. She is a fabulous content creator, over 500,000 followers on Instagram. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Amber.
It is so great to have you. Now, you're in LA.
Yes.
And we were just talking a little bit off camera. I was like, oh my gosh, New York is so great right now because it's 70 degrees. And you're like, I know, it's cold like that here too.
Here.
You know, and I feel like, is that, now, are you from LA originally?
Not originally. I grew up here since I was five, but I was born in Tehran.
Okay.
And then my family moved to Greece for a few years and then we came to the US.
Where in Greece? I love Greece.
Athens, nowhere exotic.
Yeah, but you know what? Athens is, you know, its own fabulous place. I was so surprised when I was there that really the all of the ruins and all of that history is like right in the downtown of the city.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that, like, I've heard that about Egypt too. I haven't been, but that if you're in Egypt, like that the pyramids, it's not like you have to like travel far into the desert. It's like right in the middle of the city.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Very cool. I mean, Greece to me is like so beautiful, all the people, all the food. It is, I think, one of my favorite places. I mean, can we just,
I know,
can we just, yeah, I know, I know. Well, listen, I want to say thank you and welcome. And I think it's time for me probably to consider moving west because I hate the cold. We're going into this cold weather now and I'm just like,
nice and cozy here. It's comfortable. It's never like that biting cold, you know?
I mean, because it doesn't snow there.
No. I mean, the worst we get is rain, maybe, I don't know, 6-7 times throughout the winter.
You know, that's what everybody tells me about LA, but I have to tell you, the handful of times I've been there, it's rained every time. So okay. I don't know if y'all are lying or if you're just drinking the Kool-Aid or what's in the water, but I'm like, maybe I just bring the rain. Oh, sorry. Sorry to everybody there. So, I mean, I love going on your Instagram. I love watching your tutorials. How did you get into beauty?
Well, unofficially, art. I've been drawing and painting my whole life. And I was never a makeup artist. You know, it's funny. Right. People would ask me all the time, do you take bookings for weddings? And I'm like, I wish I could. I just do not have the training to do makeup on people. It really just came from my art background. So it's just a different canvas.
And yeah.
In high school, you know, I would do dance competitions with my team. And that would be, you know, the time where I could really go crazy with like a very intricate purple eyeshadow and like a really crazy makeup look. So that's kind of where I discovered that I really love makeup. And then, of course, I, you know, the ladies at the Sephora, local Sephora, they knew me by name eventually because I was in there all the time.
Isn't that so great? I mean, I feel like I didn't grow up with that kind of a makeup, you know, I was born in the late 70s, but I feel like Sephora wasn't a thing until, you know, I was out of college already, yeah. But I feel like if that was in my teenage years, I would have basically moved in.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think for me, it might've been like the very end of my teens, but
yeah.
It was just like, it was a field trip every time for me. And I was so excited because I'd be in there reading these labels and, you know, reviewing products and, yeah, that's kind of how it got started. It wasn't really like a, this is what I wanted. This is a trade I want to learn. It was just a passion for art.
And so then you took that passion and you started this blog. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I feel like I've seen from, you know, again, looking over everything, you've really kind of shifted into like away from like all this makeup and I mean, you do makeup beautifully and you do your own makeup stunningly, but I see even right now, I mean, it looks like you really are no makeup. I mean, mm-hmm. God bless you. You are beautiful. but why do you think, what was it that sort of made you make that shift?
I think it was a couple of things. One is just, you know, as you mature, for me personally, I think everybody has this entitled to do whatever they want. I just feel, you know, more makeup tended to age me a little more. Mm. So, you know, the more fresh I am in the face, the more youthful it is and the more comfortable I feel, honestly. And the other part of that is just embracing, you know, I grew up, you know, as an immigrant in this country, I grew up really trying to assimilate. In college, all my teammates were blonde and beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I started dyeing my hair and I wore, you know, in high school, I wore contact lenses and I made my eyebrows really thin. So now embracing my, you know, my cultural beauty, with my natural hair color, my, you know, thicker eyebrows, and deeper complexion. It's just more, I think, more for me suited to like a more minimal makeup style.
Isn't it funny though? I feel like just, you know, I feel like you would now be the standard that every woman is kind of going after, right? With the thick brows and that dark, thick, gorgeous hair and that beautiful olive complexion. I mean, but it's funny. Right? It is, you know, and it's funny. Like my mother always used to tell me, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Just wait. And I was the same thing. I was, yeah. I wanted to be, you know, like the, you know, the blonde hair, blue eyed girls in my class. But now it's like, you know, I'm really happy being me.
Yeah.
So you have now kind of gone into this, like really comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that helped you make that transition?
I mean, really, you have to look at the pop culture transition itself, yeah. You know, I know people love to, you know, trash her, but whether we like it or not, Kim Kardashian really brought that look into, you know, pop culture and that snowballed into, you know, exotic was like, and I know people don't like that word and I understand that. So I think we'll just say ethnic features. It became, you know, something to embrace.
You know, I've interviewed Kim before and I think that she is just the loveliest and smartest woman and like haters gonna hate.
Sure.
But the Kardashian effect is real. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That is incredible. And God bless that entire family, you know, so let's talk a little bit about, so you now have this, this skincare company, Monday Born. Tell us about that.
For years, you know, my audience on YouTube and Instagram, they'd be asking me, so when are you going to start your own makeup line? Cause that's what everyone was doing in the beauty space, you know, popping up here and there with makeup lines. And I just kind of, I was almost embarrassed to be like, I don't want one.
Okay.
You know, I was like, I don't want to do a makeup line. That's just not where my passion is. I knew I would eventually go into product, but I needed it to be just the right opportunity and just the right category. And skin was it for me. You know, that's something I'm just so passionate about. That's something I could learn about every single day for the rest of my life and still be passionate about it.
Same.
You know?
Same here. Yes. Uh-huh. This is why I do this. Yeah.
Educating and very, you know, it's good education to have. So I knew that was it for me. So I kind of started to get people comfortable with the idea of skin instead of makeup.
Right. And I mean, your skin is stunning. And I have to say too, that's a very brave choice because I've worked in sort of all aspects of beauty in my career, and skincare can be a tough sell. Because it's not like, so color, I used to do QVC and color is very easy because it's like, look, here's this girl. She's got acne. Now we have this foundation, no acne. Or look, her face is red. Now look, no redness. Or wow, now we're going to really pop the eye. I mean, it's instant. Color cosmetics are instant. A makeup line is instant. Skincare, on the other hand, despite the fact that they call instant this, it's not. It sure. takes time and commitment and using it. So where did you even begin? You're like, okay, so you decide you want to go into skincare. Mm-hmm. Where does somebody begin?
You know, I knew that skin would be challenging. That was a given. I knew it wasn't going to be this instant payoff that you could see and be like, yes, I want that. For me, it was going to be riding on my audience's faith in me, trust.
Well, yeah, you had that trust there,
exactly.
Correct.
And that's, I still hear that to this day. You know, when new launches come out, I'll get comments and DMs saying, I expected nothing less from you. Like I knew this was going to be, right. You know, because they just know they've been with me for so long and they know that I'm, first of all, I cannot sleep at night if I am not being as ethical as I can possibly be if people spend their paychecks on these products. So
right.
if I'm not, you know, putting something in front of you that I truly believe in, I cannot sleep at night.
Well, I feel like I you see that shift a lot more because as the consumer has gotten more power and more access, and there are people, entrepreneurs like yourselves who we interview all the time, you know, it's not just, we're not just having to go on what the big, you know, Estee Lauders of the world are telling us are good. But your name is literally behind this and people trust you. So I'm sure that you really wanted to make sure that you have this audience who's faithful to you, and you know how finicky that can be. So how did you actually go about like launching and starting this line?
So, you know, part of what, I always said, I don't want to do this unless I can do it differently, unless I can bring something new and fresh to the market that hasn't been done before. And that's exactly what we did, and in two different ways. One, we really involved my audience in the process. I think they got really excited about, you know, helping us pick the formula, helping us choose the packaging, really bringing them in. And I think that one thing we hear a lot too is thank you for being transparent.
Yeah.
In a business where everything is kind of done behind the scenes, and then this perfectly packaged product comes out, you have no idea how we got to this point. I think they really enjoy, and like you said, people are really savvy now. They're very knowledgeable. You know, they can smell a gimmick from miles away.
Right.
So we're very, very, you know, good about just being, even when we mess up, I'll talk to people just very, very candidly. Like, this is what happened. Didn't work out. We're going to do this now, you know?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Now, when you talk about people helping pick the formula, how did that go? Because packaging is one thing, right? Yeah. Go on here, vote for this. What do you like? How do you get your audience involved in the formula?
This is also a first in beauty. This is something we do. We started with our second product. The first product we asked about sensitivities, allergies, things like that. But with the second product, we actually started sending lab samples out.
Oh, cool.
People. So we asked people to submit forms. We wanted a range of age, complexion, skin types, sensitivities. So we picked a group based on that range to test out on all different skin types, to really come up with like a well-rounded product. And just as we tried lab samples, they got lab samples. And then we
just
like this on Zoom about it.
So, okay. So what was the first product that you made? Cause you have a very limited line. Is it six products?
Five products.
Okay. Five products. But one of them is like the dual cleanser.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. So five products, but one of them is like a two-step. Okay. So what was the first product?
The very first product, my first baby, was Rebirth. And it's a lactic acid serum. And that I wanted to make a big splash our very first product. And it's very transformative to skin, but it's also designed for sensitive skin types.
Okay.
So any texture, fine lines, redness, I mean, with the before and afters we've seen from people are kind of mind blowing.
Oh, really? Don't you love that? That to me is like the best when you get somebody's feedback. I get to work with New Beauty, and so I do a lot of stuff with them. And when I hear from, you know, people at home and people who watch the show who love it, it's so wonderful. It makes all of this worth it. Yeah. And so in all disclosure, I've not tried any of your products.
We'll
come
over to you.
but I like that because it keeps it, you know, we keep it real here. And so the lactic acid, so that is it like a toner?
No, it's a serum.
It's a serum.
So
it's a
dropper. Yeah. So, that's, you know, and that's something so funny because, you know, Western skincare is so different from, cause we produce in Korea and they have a very different approach to skincare. It's much more minimal, much more, you know, in America, we want instant gratification. We want to wake up the very next morning with a new face. And it's just not sustainable. It's not realistic. So I tell people, do not use Rebirth more than three times a week. Some people even use it once a week.
Oh, okay. So this is not meant to be used every night.
No. And it's funny because they see such good results and they'll DM me and be like, can I please use this every night? I'm like, don't do it. Trust me.
Yeah. Cause you don't want to break down the skin barrier too much, right? You want to encourage gentle exfoliation. Got it. Okay. Listen, okay. So use it once every three times a week.
I'm okay with three times a week. My skin can tolerate that, but more than that, you know?
Got it. Okay. And this is your first product was Rebirth. This was like the coming out. What's behind the name? Why'd you call it Rebirth?
It just made sense. Based on what it does. It's like brand new skin. It's like you're stepping into this new, renewed skin. That is really what it does. I mean, the reputation that Rebirth has is, not from us. It's not a hashtag that we created or anything, but our community started calling it magic in a bottle.
I love that. Okay. I love that. All right. And so the second product, which was one that you were sending lab samples out, what was that?
Source. It's our hydrating essence. It's made with 79% Centella Asiatica, which for centuries has been used for like burns and wounds.
Where does that come from? Centella? I've never heard of that.
Asiatica is comes from Asia, and it's been widely used in Eastern medicine. Like I said, for like scars and burns, things like that. It's called Gotu Kola. It's called tiger grass. It comes with different names, but it's just this beautiful little green, like on a long stem.
Yeah.
I actually drew it on our packaging. That's another way I add my personal touch. I draw on our packaging.
That's awesome. It's bringing back your art. Oh, I love that. It's really injecting yourself into your products. Listen, this is why, going back to what we were saying before, I love learning, because here's an ingredient I've never, ever heard of.
It is magical. I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Isn't it amazing too? When you go back, you know, it's funny. I feel like these days, there are chemically derived products and ingredients that absolutely work, but there's also natural ingredients that are really, really powerful.
Chemicals get a bad rap. There's no need for that. I mean, chemical doesn't mean bad.
You know? Right. It doesn't mean bad. But also like naturally derived ingredients also can be uber, uber powerful.
Oh, yeah.
So this was Centella one more time.
Centella asiatica. You can call it cica too, like for short.
Oh, that's what it is. So yeah. I've heard of cica, of course. Yeah. And that's why the green. Okay. Well, you see, listen, you can teach an old dog new terms. All right. Okay. Got it. Cica. Okay. So yes, cica, mm-hmm. which is very, very healing. Of course. And really good for the skin barrier. So this was your second product.
Uh-huh. And it's funny because when we did our Monday Born experience for Source, which is the hydrating essence, we discovered something, and this is something that I hope continues to happen with us, because it was just kind of mind-blowing. One of the girls in the group, she was like, I'm having a reaction and I don't know why. I'm getting like these little bumps. And I was like, we need to get in touch with our lab. We need to get to the bottom of this. I can't have this happening to anybody who uses Source, because everybody else was like, this is spectacular. We love it. So I wanted to get to the bottom of it. And it turns out that a lot of people are sensitive to coconut derivative.
Yes.
And coconut derivative is, especially in clean beauty, is in so many products. So that was like a major discovery for us, that, you know, a lot of people are either sensitive or full-blown allergic to coconut derivative, which is in so many products. So we remedied that by finding a synthetic form of that. So replacing it with something else. She no longer had the reaction.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I want to mention too, now that this is a clean beauty brand, correct? Yes. Okay. Which is like, you know,
listen, I don't like to say clean so much, because I know it is such a marketing term, but all you have to do is just look at our ingredients list and our formulations. We're good.
gotcha. But listen, hey, fair. I'm glad that you're, you know, bringing that up. Before we get into more on the products, there's an interesting company. So you're part of this, and please forgive me. Is it Bubble? Bubble. Yes. So like yes.
a beauty bubble.
Yes. Okay. Right. What is, I was fascinated when I heard this. Yeah. What is Bubble?
So they are my partners essentially in Monday Born. They're an incubator for, people like me. And, you know, right now, they've actually just launched, two new girls, in a smaller experience, but, this is just what they do, is they facilitate, people like me, content creators in the beauty space who, have, you know, aspirations of having a products line.
Wonderful.
So they can do anything from skincare to beauty for, makeup. So they are really, they're kind of like the parent company here, and they're handling mostly like the fulfillment of the product. And you know, Monday Born is kind of just, it's part of that.
A wonderful. And then you can focus on like development, on talking to the audience, being the front face of this. I love this. So what was this? There was something called about a drop model. Can you explain that to us?
So that's another way we are sort of doing things differently. I was very excited and scared, because we do live in an Amazon age where, you know, you order something, you get it a day or two later, you know? So I was a little bit skeptical about how people would receive this, but thankfully it's been well received because of the benefits, which I'll explain. So what we do is we open a drop for, I don't know, anywhere from 3 to 5 weeks. Within that drop, people have the opportunity to place their order, claim their product. So it's almost like a pre-order. Okay. So within that time, they have the opportunity to place their order. And as we get closer to the end of the drop, we estimate what number of orders we're about to get.
Sure.
we let our lab in Korea know, hey, you should prepare this many. This is what we need right now. And they'll send it over. So that satisfies two things. One, we don't have like a huge purchase order of like 75,000 products that sit in a warehouse for
paying
more than
for the warehousing years. And all that.
Not just that, but the efficacy of the product. If it sits in a warehouse for that long or on a shelf, you know, the efficacy decreases. And sometimes, I mean, I've had people reach out and say, I got a product one time from a brand that was past its expiration. And I reached out to them and they said, oh, it's good for another 6 months. I don't know about that.
But it's like, I don't want to use that. No. I send me what I paid for, which is something new. And I think that people don't realize like how long some of this stuff can.
Exactly. And that's something we kind of brought to light a little bit, because I don't think anybody ever thought about this before. You know, this isn't something we thought about, shelf life, expiration. So this is you're getting the freshest possible batch with this.
It just like brings me back to like, you know, grandparents who are like, it still smells okay. And you're like, it's like orange. This white cream now is like
your efficacy. It may not do anything bad to your skin, but it's probably not doing anything good anymore either. So,
and we talk about that a lot with vitamin C, right? So I'm like vitamin C, I love, but the second that it turns brown, it's not doing what you want it to do.
Which is really when you open the bottle.
When you open the bottle, it starts to oxidize. We're really big on certain. Okay. So I love this. I love that you've got this. It's limited. It's efficacious. You mentioned that your products are coming from Korea. You know, we're living in this time right now where we're hearing of these supply chain issues. Are you feeling that?
Well, we did. I mean, I don't know if you know, but we launched right along with COVID.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. We kind of made our debut at the same time.
But you know what, for skincare, listen, scary. And certainly I'm sure the first 6 months, but then I feel like skincare didn't it really kind of boom during COVID and at home.
It absolutely did. Yeah, definitely did. And you know, we did have the issues with sourcing ingredients, less planes, less this, less that.
Less people in the factories producing and less in the labs in Korea being able to do. Yeah. Ugh.
Those were the moments where I was like panicking. I was like, they've already waited so long.
You hear these stories and it's like, ugh, but you've survived that. And you've thrived through that.
Yes.
and okay. So we've talked about the first two products. What else we've got? And then I know we have the dual cleanse. Well, okay. What was the third one?
The third product is I just love this product so much. It's called the 7 and it's our complete moisturizer. And I didn't want to just make a moisturizer that was really hydrating and moisturizing. I wanted it to do more. So I called it the 7 because of these 7 key ingredients that it has in it. Sea grapes is at the top of the list. Sea grapes is, I mean, if you look at the people who farm them, they have the softest hands.
Okay.
It's really, and people, and I actually bought some and they consume it too. It's like a salad.
I've never even heard of a sea grape. So where?
They're called green caviar too. So it's that they're like these little balls. They're very crunchy and salty.
Okay.
I loved it. It was good, but they consume it too. It's actually good for you. So we have sea grapes, 2 types of kelp, ginseng root extract, which is Panax root extract, which has been used in Korean skincare for so long. And it's got science behind it. And then beyond that, we want just the traditional, you know, barrier products like squalane, ceramide MP, glycerin. So it's like a mix of both healthy aging and just really hydrating and moisturizing.
Can I ask you, as you were launching these, how long between each one, like, did you?
A good while. You know, I never wanted to have this like 25 product line. You know, I wanted to be really intentional about every single product that we launched. I think it must have been like at the very least 3 months before we announced a new product. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. So this is really something that you've been involved in developing, and a slow rollout of the line. So we've got the serum, we've got this, this beautiful moisturizer. We have the lactic acid serum, the essence. What else was, what was number 4?
So the 4th launch was our cleansing duo, which we kind of went back and forth. Are we going to do a cleansing balm? Are we going to do a cleansing oil? because, you know, just a cleanser, launching a cleanser just wouldn't make sense for us. Because, you know, you've got sunblock on. A lot of times sunblock is not water soluble. Not all the time, but a lot of times that's the case. And then makeup, especially eye makeup.
Yeah.
you can't use suds on that. You can't use a wipe on that. Always for years, ever since I discovered the Shiomara oil back in like my early 20s, when nobody was oil cleansing, I was like, this is it. I would never use anything else to remove my makeup. Like
really
where it's at. Yeah.
And is that, yeah, I love, we're going to share some of your like other products that you love after this, just to keep it real. I use the Shiomara hair oil. Ooh. I don't know. It's the only oil, like I love Orbe products. I'm a huge fan of theirs. Their Gold Lasso, it's too thick for me. The Shiomara oil, hair oil, literally goes in your hair. It makes it so shiny. I did not use it today, but it doesn't feel greasy at all. Ooh. It is such a beautiful tip, but okay, I'm going to have to try their face oil.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, people, I think for the longest time were turned off by the idea of putting an oil on your face because we just didn't have that education out there, but this is what they do in Asia. You know, it's like, is oil cleansing. And then obviously following with a gentle cleanser after that. So that's what we did is we created a dual set. So one is an oil and one is a very gentle hydrating cleanser.
Beautiful. That is a beautiful product. And then the fifth one.
Oh, that's it. Those are the two.
Those are the two. No. And sorry. So it was the five products, the two cleansers.
Make up the fourth and fifth.
Got it. Okay. Oh, so I was right. Okay. So I was thinking that it was five and six, but that was four and five.
Yeah. Four and five.
Okay. So, but like a very, very tolerable, easy to use line and very streamlined.
Very, very minimal. Like I said, I don't want to create anything that isn't going to benefit skin and, you know, you can't, you know, that doesn't produce really, really good results. I don't want anything that's underwhelming.
So do you think you're going to come out with anything else? Is there anything else in the works?
Yes.
Can you give us can you give us a little bit of a hint?
Sure. One of them. So this product is something that people ask us for a lot, but it's something that takes a very long time to develop because it's about protection.
Okay. Got it. Okay. We're thinking like an SPF, maybe.
And yeah, but we're doing that also differently. The form is different. So,
I'm such a sunscreen gal. I put it on every day, even that when I'm not leaving this house. It's so important. Okay.
So, what's different about it is, it's going to, if we can nail this, it's going to make reapplicate. Cause who reapplies?
You need reapplication. Oh my God. I'm obsessed with you. Thank
it's going
you.
To make reapplication much easier.
Is it a spray? You can't. Oh my gosh. When is it launching? I'm so excited for this.
Well, we're hoping for summer 2022.
Okay. If you need somebody to test, send it over here. I will totally listen. Cause I'm so big on sunscreen. So now I'm 42 years old. I used to do tanning beds. Yeah. I used to do baby oil and sit outside. Yeah. I dated a guy whose mother used to mix up like baby oil with carrots.
What?
You turn really orange. Oh yes, I know. It was like a Colombian thing that was, I'm like, all right, sure. But hey, listen, we do what we do. I'm such a huge fan of sunscreen and you're right. The reapplication is very, very tough.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what's difficult about it is, you know, in America, we have different approved filters than we do in Europe and Asia. And it's a shame because people are so sensitive to chemical filters here. And there's such a wide range of chemical filters over there that we've tested and they're so good. But unfortunately, we could not call that product a sunscreen or an SPF here.
Because that needs to be actually regulated.
But the problem is with physical sunscreens for people who have a deeper complexion, whatever, it doesn't matter how you formulate it, it's going to leave that white cast.
It's
like
horrific.
My complexion is probably the deepest you can go.
Yeah.
Even mine, you know, like I testing out, I'm like, I see it. I see that zinc.
Listen, even mine, I'm like, I've got pretty light complexion. And my husband's Irish. So when I put it on him, you still white.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Yeah.
Nobody likes that. So that's the challenge here. This is what, I really want to nail this product because so far,
I can't wait. I've had a couple good ones. There was one by Kula that was a spray.
Okay.
That just smelled nice. And it wasn't like that. It was SPF 18 though. It was meant for reapplication. Like it was.
Sure.
And it's not nice. And it's like, but it also had the coconut in it, which you said was, can be. And then the other one who I think has done pretty good for summer is Supergoop has I love their Unseen. That's what I wear every day. Yeah. And then they've got a mineral powder reapplication.
I've seen the stick. There's a stick too that I see people really like.
I haven't tried the stick. This is like, it's like, it looks like a little powder application. It looks kind of like it's got a brush on one end. And then this is filled with like, you know, the tinted powder. Yeah. And it's great for like, if you're at the beach and you're sweaty anyway.
Yeah. I like that.
But you know, it's adding more make, like, it's like kind of like putting on powder. So powder creases and all the things that come with it. Oh, I cannot wait to see what you come up with, girl.
And it's, like I said, sunscreen's a tough one because of, you know, we're talking about sun protection and for a lot of people that means the difference between, you know, extremely damaged skin and some people some people are allergic to the sun. Right. So we're taking this very seriously and really taking our time.
Oh, I'm very excited to see what you come up with. And then what is the last one?
This one will actually come out before sunscreen, but we're kind of moving past the face.
Oh, okay. The body stuff. I love it. Good. What about an eye cream?
That's also something we've talked about. And, you know, eye cream is something that, you know, for years I've always said is very much optional. Only if you really, really like an eye cream, use it. Otherwise, you know, it's, for me, it's been hard to find one that actually makes an impact. So that's something else that, do we use a retinol? Do we use, you know, it's something that we're really, you know, diving deep into because I don't want an eye cream to just be a moisturizer.
Right. Can I say something with, I'm not going to offend you,
please.
But I also, so I feel like when I was young, again, I've worked in beauty forever and I'm assuming you're significantly younger than I am. But I was always like, you don't really need it. You don't really need it. You don't really need this. Girl, when you hit 40, you're like, you know what? Eye cream and neck cream. I was like, do I need them? I don't need a separate thing. And I'm like, you know what? You kind of do.
Because it's different.
I think it does. You know, I was using this neck cream by Revision. Okay. And I was like, no difference. And I was seeing a dermatologist for something else. And in the before and after, I'm like, oh my God. She had done like some other stuff. And I'm like, oh my God. I'd done Althera. And I was like, this made such a huge difference on these lines. And she's like, we didn't do that. It was the Revision skincare.
No kidding. Okay.
Got rid of the lines here.
No. It's a long long game. Then it's like,
it was a 3 month difference. So also not instant, not overnight, but.
Well, see, the problem is I get people asking me all the time, like I have really dark circles under my eyes. What eye cream can I use? And I have to tell them, like, listen, if that's genetic, no eye cream in the world is going to get that off. You got to get an in-office treatment for that, you know? I just want to, you know, kind of temper the conversation about eye cream so that people don't have such crazy expectations.
I think you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Manage expectations.
Yeah,
with anything. I feel like for some of these things, and again, like I said, so brave of you to go into skincare because it's not instant. And it's like, this is all going to help and make a difference, but you have to be consistent. Mm-hmm. You have to use it right. And you have to have a little bit of patience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's funny because when I launched Monday Born, that's when I really simplified my routine for a time, at least a year. I stopped using anything else. I stopped getting any in-office treatments, not even a facial, because I was like, I want to make sure that what I'm using is what's causing this change, not, you know, that peel I got or that, you know, I just use Monday Born. And when I simplified my routine is when my skin turned out to be the best it's ever been.
Isn't that funny? I talk to women all the time and they're like, I'm using this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
No 10 step routines here. That's just,
Well, also just sometimes the combination of things is like not good. And listen, your skin is stunningly gorgeous. It is stunningly gorgeous. So, you know, just cause I like to keep it real here. Yeah. What are some of the other products, you know, that you do like?
Ooh. In skin or makeup?
In skincare.
Skincare. Let's see. There's a lovely oil by, Aond. It's called their Oil Elix. It's beautiful. I mean, the oils in there, the ingredient list is beautiful and it just performs well. You know, I when I use an oil, I almost like it to have that, you know, some oils are just a little too greasy for me. And this one has just the right amount of like that touch of dryness, but not too dry.
I feel like I'm looking, it's funny, I've got your Instagram up here and there's a picture that you posted recently where it's like your side and your skin, it looks like it's glowing.
Thanks.
How do you find that you get that difference between greasy and glow? Like what is, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I think the difference is it's like a true hydration in your skin.
Yeah.
It's not an artificial, like I'm going to put something slick on here to make it look like that. It really just is my skin living its best life. You know, it's from the inside out, it's hydrated. The barrier is healthy. It's not compromised. You know, for years in my 20s, I wanted that instant gratification to get the texture off of my skin. So I'd be doing that alpha beta peel every day. And then my skin got really leathery and dry. And, you know, it just, I mean, I learned the hard way. And then once you really just start being very gentle with your skin and thinking of your barrier as the most important thing to protect it and not compromise it, maintain it, your skin will thank you. Because
I think sometimes we forget too, because it's like our skin is the biggest organ we have. You wouldn't be exfoliating your eyeball or your heart or, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of gentle, right? Because it's not on the outside, but well said there.
What else?
So
like in skincare, I'm trying to.
And what about beauty? Makeup.
Makeup.
When you do wear it.
I love me a Tom Ford foundation.
They
make one called Shade and Illuminate that I love, and I mean really anything from Tom Ford I love. YSL Beauty, their mascara, their lip products are some
their
of my
foundation.
Favorites. Yes, the foundation.
They have a beautiful matte like a foundation. It's like
it's the All Hours.
What?
It's the All Hours foundation.
Yes, and it's so beautiful, and it has like this powdery matte finish to it, which is really nice. We're actually going to have a makeup artist from Tom Ford Beauty on here soon.
Ooh. Great.
Yes. I'm working on that. You can't. Super excited.
Mention it.
I'm not going to yet just in case he decides to back out, but.
Okay. I think I know that he said I think I know who it is.
It's
I
hope a personal, it's like a friend of mine. So I'm hoping that he will.
I think it's the same person we're thinking about. He's
come
cool.
on. Oh, we can talk about this afterwards. Yeah. And so, okay. So Tom Ford, YSL, anything else?
Yeah. There's a brand called Tower 28 that I like, very easy, very like fun. You know, like their cream blush is great. I'm trying to think in my,
what was your secret to growing your brows back? You said you like super time.
Patience. Yeah. Patience and castor oil. Castor oil definitely helps. Oh. If you take one of those disposable wands, just one of them, don't dispose them, but just use the same one and just, brush it through your brows every night before you go to bed. Not too thick because it is very sticky. Yeah.
It is thick and it stinks.
Yeah. People use it in their scalp too.
Yeah. I know, God bless. But I was like, I tried. I got a bottle of it and I was like, nope.
Nope.
Nope. But the patience is a virtue, but we all know waiting sucks. You got to wait it out. Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on. Really, really excited for these new launches. Really excited to try these products. If people want to know more about them, if they want to purchase them, where do they go?
They can go to mondaybornbeauty.com or our handle on Instagram is just mondaybornbeauty.
Beautiful. And if you want to see Tenny and all of her gorgeous, by the way, girl, some of the outfits you rock, I am like, God bless you. Hey. It is at Tenny Panossian, PANOSIAN.
Yes.
And I want to thank you. And of course, if you've got any questions you want me to pass on to Tenny, I'm happy to do so. You can email me at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and of course here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And we will see you next Tuesday.